When did the world decide that we were going to stop wearing name tags? Huh. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I was thinking about this because I was at a restaurant and it was so old school that all the wait staff had name tags still.
Mm.
Now, my husband being my husband, the minute he knows your name, he's going to use your name all the time. And our waitress's name was Angela. So every time, you know, he needed something, he'd be like, Angela, or okay, I'll have this Angela. And my 15-year-old daughter was horrified by this. Horrified. That for one, like, first of all, she was like, why does she have to wear a name tag? Why do we need to know her name? And I was like, Hayden, like, let's be nice. Like, she's like, but are we supposed to use her name? Because daddy keeps calling her by her name and it feels weird. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But I started thinking about it. And it felt like when we were growing up, or at least when I was growing up, name tags were so much more prevalent.
Mm.
And now you don't see name tags anymore.
Maybe that's a problem, right? I mean, I think that when you use somebody's name, obviously, it's more memorable to you. And of course, if you're talking to somebody and you're using their name, I almost feel like personally charged with their happiness, right? Mm. So a hospitality situation where you've got the server there. If you address me by name, you know, obviously I'm your server. We are tied together now at this point, which means that your experience directly tied to me. If you're just calling me server, I'm gonna dismiss you.
Who calls somebody just server?
I don't know. Robots, people without feelings.
I don't know that I agree with that, though. Like, I had to wear a name tag when I worked at a Blockbuster in college. Mm-hmm. And when people came up and they're like, oh, hey, John, how are you? I'd be like, all right, that's great. You can read. What do you want? Like, what do you want to do? Like, it was not always a pleasant experience being referred to by name by a stranger whose name I don't know, which is weird. It, like, puts me at a disadvantage, you know?
I got to flip this a little bit here. I feel like we as civilians, when we go out to shop or to eat, maybe we should be the ones wearing a name tag. But instead of name tags, it should say, I don't work here.
Mm.
So I don't know about you guys, but how many times I've been stopped in places like, excuse me, do you know where this is? Or excuse me, do you work here? It happens a lot to me.
You give off, can I help you energy. Yeah. In a big way.
You totally do.
You have
that white guy, I work here face.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
100%.
Your face says customer service.
You know what? Listen, I think name tags, I'm all for them. Bring them back for everybody, everywhere.
I love when we go to conferences and everybody has to wear a name tag, or if I have to go to like a local chamber event and there's name tag. I don't know why. I get so excited. I hate when they're the stickers, though, because they just fall off.
They're peeling off. Yes. Right. I was going to say, it has to be a prevalent name tag. Mm-hmm. Places I want to see name tags. Hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Airport.
Why?
Because if you're a fool, if you're a clown, I want to be able to say, this person said this.
This TSA person?
Yes, okay. This person did this.
Oh, you're in
this such... person directed me. This person said we got to take shoes off. This other person said we don't have to take shoes off. Because they changed their mind in every single one of them.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you're in such a rush at the airport. Are you ever actually going to make that complaint, or are you going to make your flight? I feel like you're making the flight.
Well, I think there's something to be said. Like, you know, you ever get given wrong information by somebody and then you're talking to a manager and they're like, well, where did you hear that? And you don't know.
Right. You're like, oh, that person over there. They're like,
Yeah, but okay. If you could be like, Tom told me to take off my shoes, but then Susan said, no, I was cool. Well, now they got to figure it out. It's Tom and Susan's problem.
Wearing name tags just so we could get other people in trouble is giving off very Karen energy right now. I don't know. I'm not liking it.
Did Angela bring you a basket of extra bread?
Who's Angela?
Your server.
Oh.
See? No. Name tag didn't really work now, did it?
No.
I'd be like Paul calling out for her in the restaurant. Angela! Angela!
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every weekend with your friends and family. Now, who had the dumbest? That's up for you to decide. Raven, John? Mm. All right, let's start with you, John.
Yeah. I told you that ordering nachos was a bad idea. I told you that they weren't going to travel well.
Yeah, well, I was stubborn, and I had it in my head I wanted nachos.
You can't Uber Eats nachos, though. You have to be there. It's one of those. It's like fries. They don't travel well.
But I did salvage it by bringing in a bag of chips.
Mm-mm.
So they were eaten, and they were delicious.
No, the chili was still cold.
Yeah, it was. Brittany thought she salvaged it. She did not. They do not travel well.
When you have nachos, if you don't eat them, like, instantly, it's a brick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a brick of cheese and chili in there, and then it's all like congealed, and yeah.
Even worse than the brick is the sog, though.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
Like if they've got the guacamole
right.
And they've got the chili on there, they just turn it to, you need a crispy with the on top, and it just doesn't work.
There's nothing worse than when you like Uber Eats or Grubhub or DoorDash or whatever you're using, and you pay like double what it would normally cost for you to get that food item, and then it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it shows up beat up. Yeah, you can't have that. We were doing yard work this past weekend, and my wife told me that I ruined ruined her yard work day because I took an extension cord that apparently is meant only for her to use with the hedge trimmers.
That extension cord was given to me for outside use because you would always leave me with a crappy extension cord.
How many years ago was that given to you?
5.
Okay. And you put the extension cord right next to the hedge trimmer when you put it away last season? You remember this clearly?
No, I had it in the garage, and you took it one time, and you said, because you needed it, and that was more important. You literally said those words.
Yeah, when you need electricity somewhere, that's where you the extension cord goes.
You have your own extension cords. You could have left that one.
I mean, seriously, this is what I'm dealing with? I remember none of this, by the way, because this is all made up.
Who gave her this extension?
One of her girlfriends.
She was, okay, because she was very saucy about it. She was like, it was given to me
apparently
by the Duke of like some
apparently the Duke of extension cords. Apparently, this is a story that she's got in her brain. And maybe it was given to her. I don't remember that. I think every extension cord that's in the house was paid for by us. That's just me, personally. But I don't know. I'm still mad about it, by the way.
I would say 90% of the arguments I have with my 15-year-old teenage daughter right now have to do about Taylor Swift, and this is last night's.
I don't think she's going to add or change the playset to the Eras Tour.
No, I think she'll add it to this tour because she still has so much left.
But she's not coming back to North America. It's just Europe, right?
But she posted the pictures online, and it looks like she has a Tortured Poets Department sign, and it looks like she has a new microphone and a new guitar.
But if she was going to do that, don't you think she would have to also add dates in America so people could see that?
Maybe she feels bad that Europeans are, I don't know.
Around the room.
The argument trails out.
Fill in the blank. Yeah. Europeans are Raven.
Pale. They're pale. I just feel like every beach in Europe sucks. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
That's not true.
You know, listen, I know there's beautiful areas out there, but I feel like when you go to the beach there, it's all rocky and you're all sitting on top of each other. That is a reason that I would be pale. I feel like Europeans are pale.
Spain, Italy, the Greeks, but okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, you know.
Fill in the blank. Europeans are
snooty.
Oh.
They're a little snooty. Now, I'll grant you this. The closer to the Mediterranean they are, the less snooty that they become. But yeah, oh man, like the Brits, the Germans, the French.
Yeah, but the further north, like the Nordic people, those are nice, kind people.
Yeah, you know what they are?
Kind, but they feel a little judgy to me.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has something that drives them crazy. Some people call it the ick. Some people just call it general frustration. And even though you're not supposed to judge people, especially people you don't know, when you see them do one thing, you always think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you.
It's human nature, really.
1-800-330-9999. Frank, how about you? That's all I need to know about you.
If I come over to your house for dinner and you're feeding your dog human scraps, that's all I need to know about you.
I don't feed my dogs food from the table, but if Daddy has a steak, they get a little piece. If we're having a barbecue, every time there's a barbecue, if it's a big party, it's a stressful environment for them. If they're being good boys, they get to split a cheeseburger.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they get to split a cheeseburger. So it's special. Barkley wants something every time I'm doing anything.
This is one of the biggest arguments my husband we have, because I'll feed Lila like right off the table when I'm cooking and prepping. And he like does not understand why I do that. And then I wonder why Lila doesn't listen to me and only listens to him. I wonder.
Didn't you have to take her to the ER one time, right?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's because my husband ended up working late, and I had bought all these Korean short ribs.
Good.
And they were expensive, and I was mad that he wasn't going to be there for dinner, so I ate dinner with Lila. Turns out, dogs don't really like Korean short ribs, and there was a lot of fat on them. And then Paul had to spend the entire night at the emergency room with her.
Not good for their their bloat, I guess. Right.
I think that night cost us like $1,200.
Corey, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're super clingy to your boyfriend, that's all I need to know about you. It's embarrassing, and he's eventually going to leave you.
I mean, I think this goes both ways, guys or girls, right? Anybody can be clingy, that's for sure. I had a girlfriend that...
Absolutely, I agree.
There was a total trigger on, like, you know, like, we were adults. You would take her with you to an event, and we have a job where, you know, it's our job to mingle and talk to people, right? So I would take her to an event, and she would know people, and I would introduce her to other people. And again, she was a charming person. She could have conversations, and then I would go about and do what I had to do, and it would turn into this... Well, you left me there.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, are you serious?
It's my thing.
You were doing fine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's such a red flag for me. One of the reasons why I fell in love with my husband is that we would be able to walk into a bar and go separate ways and then walk out together at the end of the night and never even see each other the whole night.
No problem.
And it was fun and it was great. And we had our friends and we could have conversations. And there is nothing more unappealing and unattractive to me than somebody that can't stand on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Good point.
Yeah. All right, Leslie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you put anything with red sauce in a Tupperware container, that is all I need to know about you. Those things are never coming out.
Yeah. Whenever I put sauce in a Tupperware, I just assume that one's going in the garbage the next day. Like, I'm not going to battle it.
So you don't try and save it for the next time you need red sauce?
No, I have cheap ones. Yeah. And those are the ones I'll use when there's like a sauce one. I can't.
The takeaways.
I can't deal with seeing that film, that red film on it.
I'm with. So you know what I do? I've taken to from time to time. Like if it's the first time it goes in, I'm like, who made this mistake?
Mm-hmm.
There's only two of us that live in the house, so right. I know what happened, right?
Yeah.
And I can't scream it out loud because my wife would be like, what kind of crazy person says that? But in my mind, I'm destroyed. But you know what I do? I wash it by hand before I put it in the dishwasher, and I feel like that gets me closer to where it is. But if I see it with the red sauce residue in it, I'm like, I can't run to the sink quick enough mm-hmm. to wash the sauce out.
It grosses me out.
We make so much stuff with red sauce.
Yeah. Sad. We got to figure out what to do.
Sad.
You got to eat it all. No leftovers of that. Why is Justin Bieber crying? That was just one of the big questions and things trending over the weekend. It looks like Bieber remembered his Instagram password. He doesn't post very often anymore.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, he posted 6 times. And each of them looks like a photo dump. They were all photo dumps, random photos, random things.
I mean, I have to say, I was quite surprised by the bushiness of his beard.
He did like a whole series of the bushiness of his beard. He did one where was just golfing barefoot without a shirt and a lot of just weird stuff. But one of those photo dumps included 2 photos of him crying. So, of course, the whole internet goes into a frenzy and they're like, why is he crying?
What is Bieber crying about? What's wrong with him?
Now, his wife, Hailey Bieber, remember, they're rumored to be having issues. And it's not just like nonsense rumors. It's because Stephen Baldwin, her dad, posted social media asking prayers for them, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Here's the thing, though. Stephen Baldwin is insane.
Oh, well.
He's insane. If you think Alec Baldwin is insane and you think William Baldwin is creepy, Stephen Baldwin is insane.
He's the youngest one. All right, so she wrote underneath that, pretty crier.
Okay.
Pretty, like he like looks pretty when he cries.
All right.
So is everything okay? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be an album. Who knows what's happening with that?
People have been asking for a long time. Like, listen, you've been on hiatus a while.
Yeah.
Where is this new music? And a lot of people have been asking for this. And he did get on stage at Coachella, which is the first time he's gotten on stage in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if this is his weird kind of way to get back into the attention because that's what's coming as new music.
It brings the interest, right? The eyes turn to you and go, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden something is announced, right?
Yeah. Also trending from over the weekend, is this the weirdest phone hotline from the past? Someone dug up an old 80s ad for a hotline where you just call and cry. Here's the commercial for it.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
Oh, that's a
if
bargain.
If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call.
If you're under 18, ask your parents. I used to get in so much trouble. I was the kid that would always call the 900 numbers.
You can't do that.
But I was little.
Yeah.
I was little. I would see it on TV. I used to call Miss Cleo all the time for my horoscope.
Was it Dionne Warwick had the one with the psychic friends, too, right?
Psychic like Friends people Network.
They make so much money. I mean, that made her a ton of money.
I must have been like 7 years old calling 9, and I used to get in so much trouble. They would get the phone bill, and they'd be like, what is this number? And they would call, and it would be Miss Cleo.
Yeah, no, I just called 911 by accident before. We should call.
1-900-9099-CRY, C-R-Y.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
That's disappointing.
Please take the number and dial again.
It's very sad.
All right, hang up. Let me Google what happens if I put it in there. Do 1-900 numbers still exist? Well, let's see. It says on Google, dedicated premium rate lines nowadays begin with the prefix 0-900.
Oh.
And the infamous 1-900 prefix has been terminated as of December 31st, 2005. Oh, sad Miss Cleo.
I mean, let me understand, though. If you could still call somebody and get charged for it, what is the difference?
Well, now, I don't know.
This is like some settlement?
I guess.
You got to get rid of the 1-900. Now it's 0-900.
There should be never a phone number that people can call or children could call that automatically just starts charging you like it's 1994 again.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Usually this is when you have to decide if I've done something incorrect. But now I'm going to ask you to decide if my husband, Paul, did something wrong.
Mm, Paul's a really nice guy.
No, I'm not saying he's not. I love him. And I've spent my life loving him. So that's not the issue. But we were having a disagreement about this parenting issue. And I don't know if he was out of line for what he did or I don't know. Here's the thing. We went to Legoland. And Legoland has, like, it's not really height requirements for one of their rides. It's they separate by age.
Which is now, so strange to
me. Yeah, I think it's just to keep, like, the crowds down. They, like, put the kids, like, from one age to one side. Just for some rides, they do this. And he had my daughter, my five-year-old daughter, lie about how old she was. Because if she said she was older, the line was considerably shorter, by, like, 30 to 40 minutes shorter.
A minute again, this is so confusing to me, but okay.
Now, who would you like to hear from first, Paul or Dakota?
I mean, whichever one of them is going to explain what happened.
All right. So let's talk to Paul first.
Mm. Why did you ask our baby to lie about how old she was?
So she can get on a ride.
Right. But couldn't you tell she felt uncomfortable saying she was 6 when she was really 5?
She wanted to go on the ride.
But then when she didn't answer when they asked her, what did you do?
I answered for her.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
I mean, it's not like it was requirement of like height or weight or anything like that. It was just simply age.
He checked the safety parameters. All right. He did those things.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. This age thing again for rides.
Yeah. But I think it's just to keep the lines down. It's the same ride. But I think like the.
That sounds like discrimination ones. Against your, 5-year-old.
No. Here's Dakota.
Dakota. Remember when we went to Legoland? And what did Daddy say if somebody asked how old you were? What were you supposed to say?
I was 6.
And how old are you?
5.
How did that make you feel?
Left out.
Why did you feel left out?
Because I didn't like everyone saying I was 6.
So when they asked you how old you were, what did you say?
And I didn't say anything.
She just froze.
She just froze.
Froze.
Yeah.
And like my poor baby. I tell her to be honest. Yeah. Mommy knows when you're lying. We always tell the truth. We do all these things. And then Dad, I'm off getting ice cream for everybody.
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
And he blows up your whole moral code.
And he's like, if they ask how old you are, say you're 6.
Yeah.
She's like,
you're 6 from now on.
Paralyzed in fear. Paralyzed.
I mean,
she said
she felt left out.
Where
did she learn that phrase?
I don't know.
Where did she learn that phrase? Whoever that adult is that taught her that phrase, talk to them about it.
And I was like, Paul, why did you make her lie? He's like, we would have been in that other line for 45 minutes. He's like, we were on and off the ride in 10 minutes over here. Like, for whatever reason, the baby line was so much shorter than that one.
Here I am back with you again. Right now, we're enjoying ourselves. We're spending family time here. Guess what? If she had said she was 5, still over there in that line.
We would still be in that
line.
I
understand.
But, like, he made her lie.
Yeah.
He made the baby lie.
People do this.
She didn't actually lie. She just stood there with her eyes wide open.
Right. She was just, part of it by omission, basically.
But what do you think? Was Paul out of line for blatantly? Because she doesn't understand.
It's not a safety factor here. This is a time factor.
That's the thing. It's like, if it was like a height thing, he would never, he would never.
Well, and morally, he would totally be wrong.
Right. But this is a different thing. All she had to say was that she was 6 months older than she actually is.
Right.
Is my husband Paul out of line today? We were at an amusement park, and for some reason, one of the rides, they separated it by ages. Not by height or anything like that, by age. One line was from 3 to 5, and one age line was from 6 to 9. My daughter is 5. So my husband had her lie and say that she was 6 so that we could go on the significantly shorter line. And my daughter froze like a deer in headlights when the guy asked her how old she was. And he jumped in and lied right for her and said, she's 6.
I mean,
you could get on that ride.
To me, as long as it's not a safety thing, as long as you're absolutely certain it's not a safety issue, then lie.
What do you think? Was he out of line? 1-800-330-9999. Ted.
No, I don't think he was out of line, but that happened to me a few years ago, and it backfired. I said my kid was 10, he was 12, we're in line for the aquarium in Miami, and the whole thing blew up. My son's like, Dad, why are you lying? I'm 12, I'm not 10. It was the difference of $40 ticket, basically.
Oh, my God.
$40 is a lot of money.
And he was grounded after that.
Right.
Yeah.
You took that money right out of his bank account, his college savings.
Right. Right. But, Dad, we're supposed to be nice. We're supposed to tell the truth here. And you're like, no, we're not, son. Yeah. No.
Mary, what do you think? Was my husband out of line?
No, I think it's like a little bit of both. So technically, isn't he in her sixth year?
No. It's like pregnancy.
I mean, technically, she's in her 60s. Okay, I get it. So now we're rewriting the way that we do ages. Right. But
yeah.
Okay, right. According to the moon cycle and the blah, 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 right. I mean, she was alive while inside the womb as well. So,
true.
Right, yeah. I mean.
But 6 months past her 50th, so she's 6 months toward her 60th.
Yeah, so yes, I see. We're rounding up.
Do you work for my husband?
Mike, what do you think? Is Paul out of line?
Yeah, I think he actually might be out of line. You don't know the rules, or you don't know why the rules are what they are, so I feel like you want to make sure that you stick to them.
Paul did not minor in carnival rides at college, did he?
He did not.
He did not. No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess you could have that argument, sir.
Mm-hmm. Letitia, what do you think? Is Paul out of line?
Yeah, I think actually he kind of is, just because mainly how she was nervous and kind of froze up. I think it shows that she has like a nice kindness you don't want to get rid of. And teaching a child to like ignore their gut could have really bad like repercussions regarding like peer pressure and stuff for her in the future.
Well, I don't know about her having an innate. Well, she is kind. It's just not to me.
Right.
But she's
right.
Kind to other people.
Right.
She's a handful.
Thank you.
We love her. Eric, what do you think? Was my husband out of line for making her lie about her age?
I think it's what the child is comfortable with. If she wants to ride the ride and it's simply a matter of age and she's actually of the right height for it to be a safe experience, then, yeah, it's all in good fun.
Okay.
I thought we were asking about her feelings, because I was going to be like, you know what? Morally, you can corrupt the heck out of a five-year-old. We could have them doing all sorts of stuff. Bank robberies,
yeah.
Heists. I mean, if you could crawl through ductwork at that size, imagine the things we could get into.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Dad, I'm totally cool with this idea. What do you mean? We get a bag of gold at the end of this, too? Yes, honey, and they don't even get to prosecute.
Those were some great ideas. I wrote some of those down.
Mm-hmm. I don't think my daughter would qualify, because she froze up. She didn't say a word. She froze like a deer in headlights. Just froze right there. Did you ever make your kid lie? What was it about? 1-800-330-9999. If you missed it earlier, we debated whether my husband was out of line because, well, this was a disagreement we were having about something that happened with my five-year-old daughter.
Why did you ask our baby to lie about how old she was?
So she can get on a ride. Not like it was requirement of like height or weight or anything like that. It was just simply age.
We were at Legoland a couple weeks ago, and one of the rides, they separate them by age, 3 to 5 and then 6 to 9. And she's 5. But the line for the 6 to 9 was so much shorter, like 40 minutes shorter, that he made her lie. And she was, I mean, as you can understand, as a 5-year-old baby, a little bit nervous.
Dakota, remember when we went to Legoland? What did Daddy say if somebody asked how old you were? What were you supposed to say?
I was 6.
And how old are you?
5.
How did that make you feel?
Left out.
I like the breath.
Left out.
I mean, I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Me
with
neither.
This, but
no.
But she saw it, and she's triggered, obviously. She's upset.
Sure enough, we go to the head of the line. The guy asks her, I'm not there. I'm getting ice cream. I'm oblivious to the
whole
thing.
Yeah, you're innocent in this whole thing. You're not going to prison.
And he asks her, and she doesn't answer. And I'm like, she's such a good girl. Like, she knows she's not supposed to lie, even though. And then the minute she sees me, Daddy made me lie.
Yeah.
Daddy made me lie.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this earlier, whether he was out of line. Because, again, this has nothing to do with age or weight or whether or not the ride was.
It wasn't a safety issue.
No. And ultimately, what you said was that it was fine that he made her lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised by that. But then we got this call.
No, I don't think he was out of line, but that happened to me a few years ago, and it backfired. I said my kid was 10, he was 12, we're in line for the aquarium in Miami, and the whole thing blew up. My son's like, Dad, why are you lying?
Yeah.
I'm 12, I'm not 10. It was the difference of $40. ticket, basically.
Oh, my God.
$20 is a lot of money.
And he was grounded after that.
Right. It's funny.
Put a muzzle on that kid. $40 right there.
$20.
Duct tape your mouth. Come on, kid.
I don't know. Did you ever make your child lie, Raven? Or do you have to lie?
I'm going to make the grandkid lie plenty of times going to amusement parks and all that stuff to save money on that. But I remember growing up distinctly that my parents would drop me off like at the movies and like PG-13. They used to pay attention to that stuff more back in the day. And they'd be like, just tell them you're 13. Tell them you're 14 or whatever. I'd be like, okay.
You were seven.
I was like 11, I thought it was great.
Erica, you make your kids lie?
Okay. This is a real confession. But I was in the grocery store, and I knocked over one of those, big 2-liter bottles of Coke, and it exploded. I was so embarrassed, but I didn't know what to do, so I just blamed it on my kid and told them to tell the staff that it was them. And then we just left really quickly.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. They have cameras everywhere.
I feel terrible about it.
But
it's fine. I mean, that's like what your kids are for, is to like to put the blame on them.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what it's for?
Right. It's all right.
That's what you had a child for.
Yes. That's when, it's fine.
You know what? I probably wouldn't have done it if he hadn't been distracting me, trying to show me something.
It was his fault anyway. See?
You
know. I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
On our text line, I made my daughter lie. We were at a Chinese buffet. We made my daughter for 3 years say she was 9 years old when she was little. We got away with it and saved $6 every time we went to that buffet.
And then what happens after the third year, right? They're just like, no.
Well, it's weird when you're having your sweet 16 party and you're still saying that they're 9 years old.
At the restaurant. You're like, this is going to be great.
1-800-330-9999. When did you make your child lie? Shane.
It wasn't exactly a lie, but I had a water glass. I told him to go get me some Sprite off the dispenser, and he did. And the manager, kind of collared him and had it poured back and brought him to the table. And I didn't say anything either way, so it's not technically a lie, but,
You set your kid up to steal from the fountain. Wow.
Well.
All right.
Yeah, you put it that way. Yeah, thanks.
Wait, was it not free refills?
No.
That's why?
No, it was a water glass. He asked for a cup of water.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Then he went up and hit the open fountain with the soda. I mean, they're waiting for you, bro. They know that trap.
Oh.
All right? They've seen it before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it now. It was pretty crappy.
Well, you figure it's one thing for you to get in trouble for it. They're not going to say anything to a kid until they said something to a kid.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Right. You could have been like, what are you doing? Right to the kid.
Yeah.
I told you, Timmy, not to go and do that.
I'm like a deer in the headlights, I didn't know what to say. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, Kathy, what happened? When did you make your child lie?
Okay, this is a long time ago. I was flying with my daughter, and this is when kids under 2 could fly free.
Oh.
Oh.
So she was 3, but I told him that she was 2, so I went up to see for a ticket. So we're in the line to get checked in, and, everyone was like, oh, she's so cute. How old is she? And I said, she's 2. And she turned to me, and she says, I'm beat.
Right. And then they just keep repeating it. And if they're really good with the fingers, they got the fingers out there, too, and they're putting them in everybody's face. Oh.
And you're like, don't listen to her. She's delusional.
She was, right.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, she's 2, and I'm getting closer to the ticket counter, and I'm like, no, she's 2, and she is just not happy with me.
Yes.
2 years old.
Yeah. Oh, she banged her head.
Yeah.
Right.
Noah, how about you? When'd you make your kids lie?
Last weekend, we visited our friend's art show, and we'd never seen their art, but I looked at my kid, I pulled him aside, and I said, hey, you've got to tell them that this art is good, and it's inspiring.
Yeah, even when you don't know what it is you're looking at.
Yeah.
I have a hard time faking things on my face.
Right.
So I try and just tell the truth, but in a different way. I'll be like, wow, you can really see your passion in this. Like, I'm not saying the artwork is good or bad.
That's the truth, is you could really see the passion in it.
I'm like, oh, it looks like you put a lot of work into this.
Mm.
Right? Something like that. Wow, there's so many pieces. I'm saying it with, enthusiasm, but I'm not really saying anything about whether or not it's good or bad. I mean, saying there's so many pieces is like saying this room is full. I'm not saying anything. Did you see the finger foods? Great layout. Place is packed. Everybody's having a good time.
A Scottish Uber driver claims to be the best Uber driver in the world. When you get into his car, he has phone chargers, water, chewing gum, tampons, and he'll sing you any song you want on demand.
I mean, that's pretty pleasant. I like that. As long as he's not over the top with demanding that I demand some sort of song from him, right? Maybe I just want silence this time.
There are a lot of great things about Uber, but let's count them down. The five worst things. Jackie.
Obnoxious music, especially after you've been partying and you have a headache.
You know, after I've been out, I don't mind it so much. But when it's like early morning and the radio is loud, yeah, I mind that.
Every Uber driver I've ever been in a car with either asks me if I have a preference for music, and then I'll immediately say our station, or it's just off.
Off could be best, depending on the choice. Top five reasons Uber's terrible. Harry, number four.
It's got to be the air fresheners for me. They always smell way too intense, and I'm also like, what are you covering up? What did this smell like if this is the solution?
Getting into people's cars in general and getting that first smell when they have a smell is tough. And I always wonder what my car smells like.
I mean, listen, if it's enough to make your eyes water, it's a problem. I'm always amazed at what people find to be pleasant. It's like when you cross somebody that's wearing way too much cologne. It's obvious to everybody else on the planet that you are wearing far too much cologne. But yet here you are every day doing it. I don't understand.
Worst thing about an Uber, number three, Leslie.
Having the driver ask you very personal, invasive questions.
What are they asking you?
Well, I can think of one thing, like, you're tall. Did you play basketball when you were younger? Not that that's super personal. It's just annoying.
Yeah. When you're taller and somebody's asking you the same question over and over and over again.
I have found when I've been in long rides with Uber drivers, I have learned immensely more about them than they've learned about me. There's this one woman in Dallas. If I could find her, I was just wondering how she's doing. Do you know she's a single mom? She was fostering six kids along with two of her other children.
Wow.
She was doing Uber to supplement. I mean, I learned all about her in this 45-minute drive.
Sure.
And I remember like getting out and being like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that is cool. And yes, if you're paying attention, you can learn quite a bit. And I hope that she made plenty. On the other hand, I remember from certain instances where somebody will tell you, I got five kids, man. I got two kids. They got no kids. They just know they're making more money when they tell you they got eight kids in the house. But you know what? I'm sure she was a wonderful woman and a saint of a woman. And Lord knows we need more of her. That's great.
You know what's a terrible thing for me to say? And it's true.
Yeah.
I don't mind when the women Uber drivers talk to me. I don't like when the guys do.
No, that's fine.
You know?
You're more comfortable with it.
Yeah,
you can relate more. That's totally fine. I don't think that there's a problem saying that.
All right. Number two, worst thing about an Uber, Joel.
Hey, I hate when they think they've got a God sense of direction and don't have to use the GPS.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's worse. If I get in a car that's a rideshare and they don't have the GPS on, because I have it on my phone automatically. Like, I'm making sure you're not taking me somewhere to kill me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of what I'm doing in my craziness in my head. But if they take a turn that's not the turn I expected, oh, I dislike that.
Or the opposite. If I'm in a new city and they're like, which way should I go?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I want to trust that you know the shortcut being a driver that's driving every day. But on the other hand, again, coming back to that, are you taking me somewhere so that you can abduct me thing? Yeah.
No.
And the number one worst thing about Ubers?
Yeah, when they keep canceling your ride order.
Oh.
I've been on the phone for like 20 minutes trying to get a ride.
Yeah.
And you see the car and it pops up on your screen and then it disappears.
And it confirms. And then the next thing you know, they're not coming.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that happens a lot lately.
What did I do wrong?
Are running errands dumb?
When you do the amount of errands that we do. In my life, in my household, yeah, they're dumb.
Joining us, it's Raven's wife, Alicia. Alicia, I just want you to know that Raven has been complaining that all the errands that you make him do every single weekend are, and I quote, dumb.
When we're talking about it amongst each other, like, it seems like I tend to do a massive amount of errands. Everybody thinks so. That's how my wife likes to live our lives.
And he said it's dumb.
Well, I mean, instead of going to 12 places, I would just say that we could probably go to 3 places and get the same stuff done. And I'm ready to prove it.
So, Alicia, if you could list the places that you went this past weekend to run errands, Raven will explain why they're dumb.
Yep, that's right. Now, I don't need you to elaborate on what the purpose was or whatever, unless you're prompt here, wife. So just list the places, please.
Okay. We went to Home Depot and Job Lot when there was actually 6 more places I needed to go. So you're a liar.
No, that is one day, one time, one day throughout the weekend here. So to be clear, we went to 2 home stores looking for essentially the same type of stuff. Pots, soil, plants, outdoor type stuff. But those are only two items on the list. Keep going.
Well, we needed soda was on sale at Dollar General.
Okay, so that's one grocery store we had to go to.
Why is that dumb, Raven? They were on sale.
No, because we probably went to five grocery stores.
It was $5 for a 12-pack. That's like unheard of. Okay, so we stopped there while we were driving by it.
Okay, to get the sale soda.
And Walmart. We needed some things at Walmart because Walmart has everything.
Also
so
a grocery
we were
store.
Able-
okay. Also the same as like weird department store like Ocean State. Okay, falls on that same thing.
It's a pharmacy. It's a home store.
What did we get there?
We got some groceries and we got some health and beauty stuff.
Yeah,
we got back on
other stores we could have went. Where else did we go?
ShopRite.
Oh, look at this, Anna. It's a third grocery store. What did we go to ShopRite for?
There's stuff that was on sale.
What was on sale at ShopRite? We saved 23 cents we saved on something.
You know what? Maybe I'll stop shopping the sales and you'll see how much money I actually save you.
Where else did we go?
And maybe Stop and Shop.
Oh, that's a fourth grocery store. A fourth grocery store, Anna. And what did we get at that fourth grocery store?
Stuff on sale.
Stuff on sale, Anna.
Yep.
I will agree with Alicia that you have to go to multiple grocery stores to get the things you need. It's also very annoying to me.
Four in a day.
But, I mean, if that's when you have the time to do it, I get it. Those are my Sundays. My Sundays are three grocery stores to get the stuff that the kids need because only one store has the special yogurt that the little one eats. Right. But there's the chocolate croissants that she also eats, but that's at a different grocery store. And the milk is a lot cheaper at one store versus the other. Like, I kind of understand where she's coming from.
Mm.
And then there's the one store you won't buy your meat and your produce from, but everything else you'll buy that's on sale.
Oh,
so you gotta
God,
go to the
right.
other store.
That's right. Wait a minute. No, now that you mention it, I remember that we did go, in fact, to another grocery store. I do remember that. Okay, right, because we went to Aldi, too.
Yeah, whatever.
So why are these dumb, Raven? I didn't understand what your point was.
I mean, we could go to one grocery store, give or take $5, given all these sales taken into account. We would have been done in one shot.
You would have had moldy strawberries and meat that was 6 days old and overpaid $13.
Even on top of that, we could have Instacarted this thing and been done with it.
He just doesn't understand how much money I save him.
You don't understand.
I certainly didn't save it in gasoline, I can tell you that.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
It creates so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And it's up for you to decide who's right. Gina and Oliver. Gina, what's going on?
So we've got a 4 and 7-year-old, and we want to start going on date nights again, being better about that. And we are having a big disagreement on what the appropriate age is to babysit our children, because I don't think our 16-year-old that has offered in the neighborhood is appropriate. I think that kids these days are not what they used to be. That sounds probably rude, but that's just how I feel about it.
Oh, I 100% agree with you, Gina. I actually just did a reel about this the other day. I got a ton of interaction, and a lot of people agreed. 16 years old, I think teenagers in general don't have the responsibility to be able to watch kids unless, this is the big unless they have younger siblings like that they helped raise.
I'm guessing, Oliver, you disagree with this line of thinking. What's your side of this?
Yeah, you're right. I do disagree. Basically, I think that we should give the kid a chance, you know? I mean, I totally hear what you're saying, that adults are more responsible than kids. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. But also, how are we going to give teenagers a chance to grow into adults if we don't give them any responsibilities when they're teenagers?
I know this is unpopular opinion, but let's have them practice on someone else's kid. They don't have any references yet. I think that really bothers me, too. Like, these are my kids.
Yeah, I totally
get
that.
Can't we just pay more money and get better help?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we go on cheaper dates.
I'm with you, Gina. Yeah. So I hired years ago, I don't know if you remember, Raven, I hired a 16-year-old girl in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And at the time, my little one was a year. She was still a baby.
I remember you had two, right? You had one that was older.
My nanny is my nanny to
you
this day.
You loved her.
There is a difference between my nanny, who is an adult, and she, at this point, she's in her late 20s, and the 16-year-old I hired at the time. Taking my nanny out of the picture. The babysitter, because she was like, you know, we're just going out for a few hours. She lives down the street. Have her come. She was not equipped to watch a one-year-old and an 11-year-old. And I found out the other day, my older daughter told me that she was so grossed out by diapers that she would make Hayden, my older daughter, who was 11 at the time, change the baby's diapers, change Dakota's diapers. I go, I paid that girl $15 an hour, and she couldn't even change a diaper. You're right.
Yeah, but, you know, but I mean, you're talking about a 4- and a 7-year-old. There's not really going to be diapers involved here. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, there could be fire involved. There could be fire and traffic involved instead.
Yeah, I mean.
They're mobile.
I mean, I just think that to some degree, Oliver, you sound right in the fact is that we're not giving anybody opportunity, any chance. I know you don't roll those dice with your kids, but I will just say, too, is that we all sound 1,000 when we say this, right? I mean, they probably said the same thing when you got your first job at 14 or 15. And I think that every kid is different, right? So it seems to me there would be exceptions to this rule.
There are exceptions, but I think in general, teenagers are too young to watch young children. But you know what? Let's see what the audience has to say. Do you think 16 years old is old enough and responsible enough to babysit a 4- and 7-year-old?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Is the age of hiring teenagers to babysit your kids over? That's what Gina and Oliver are trying to figure out. Their kids are 4 and 7 years old, and they want to start implementing their once-a-week date night again, which is great, and as they should.
Sure.
But they're trying to find a babysitter, and there's a 16-year-old on the street who says that she babysits. They don't really know her. And Gina says, no, like, we can't just bring in a teenager and have them and babysit. Like, that's not a thing anymore.
Oliver's like, you know, we got to give this kid a chance, basically, right? See what's what. This is how kids, you know, a lot of people started with their first jobs. So bring her over. Let's talk to her. And then we'll go through this, right? We give her a shot and we'll see what happens. But Gina just says, listen, kids nowadays can't trust them with this.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Rick, whose side are you on?
I think it's... Depends on the maturity of the 16-year-old. They have younger siblings that they've been helping to, you know, take care of, and they're very welcome to do the job.
I actually 100% agree with you, Rick, and you bring up a good point. I think if you have younger siblings, you're much different as a babysitter than if you don't. 100%.
Well, you have that experience. You get to you know, kind of, you know, go through the highs and lows with them, the emotional things and the different things that can happen.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Are the days of hiring teenagers to watch your young children over? That's the disagreement between Gina and Oliver. They have a 4- and 7-year-old. They want to start implementing their weekly date night again, as they should. And there's a 16-year-old down the street. They don't really know her or her family, but they get flyers from her that she babysits. And Oliver says, just call her. She lives on the street.
Mm. You know what? I mean, I think that you can see an aptitude in people instantly when you meet them, right? And then even if they're on their best behavior or they're interviewing, if you pay attention for a little while longer, you'll see different things about the way that they handle themselves. If they're in their phone constantly, that's one thing. But the simple fact that they're putting up flyers, that they're in their neighborhood, that they're looking for work, shows a certain amount of dedication, doesn't it?
I'm with Gina because I had this experience. I know what it's like to have somebody that you're paying good money. I mean, I was paying my 15-year-old, 16-year-old babysitter at the time $15 an hour, and she was not great. And she was not good. And I didn't find out till years later, like, that she wouldn't even change a dirty diaper. So I kind of agree that teenagers in a lot of ways, not all of them, but a lot of them are not the same that they were back then. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Carol?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle. I think that the best option is to have the young girl come in as a mother's helper first. That's what happened with my daughter, who had no experience babysitting. A woman asked her to watch her kids while she was in the house. This went on for a little bit, and then eventually she was able to watch the kids without her there when they went out.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, as long as you don't need her for Friday. But, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, thanks
for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm in the side of giving a chance. Give a chance to the teen. It's the diligence of the parent to do their homework. I was a nanny at 16 years old when I first came to America. There are different kinds of kids, obviously, but a 16-year-old, they know how to handle a lot of things, and it's up to the parents to do their hiring, but they can handle it.
Dominic, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I got to tell you, you got to give them a chance. I would say have the 16-year-old come over the house, spend some time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you leave for a half hour, go to the store, see them interact. and give them a chance. Every kid is different. Listen, I grew up with two kids, 22 and 25 now. I did have one babysitter who did not work out, but tried somebody else, and it did work out. I think you got to give them a chance. Not every kid's the same.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Oliver, our audience agreed with you. Give her a try. You never know. She might be great, but just be cautious in short periods of time to start.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, right? As long as it's not too long and as long as we know, get to meet her before we leave for our date, then I think I think we're all set.
You know, Gina, I share your trepidation, but I think that what you need to do is, number one, have a very in-depth conversation with your older one, right? You know, you've got a certain level of trust and understanding with that. The other thing is, guys, Ring cameras. Put them everywhere. Inside, outside, all that. I mean, most of us have gotten used to living on camera. Somebody that's working for you, whether they were watching your dog or your kids, should expect to be watched to some regard, right? And so, you know, put those things in. Start with small jaunts out and then graduate, I guess, to your full date night.
That's fair. And maybe I'll just start out with a nice, strong cocktail. Get over that anxiety.
There's
fast.
That, too.
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot, $2,000. Thanks to new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. John, ready to play?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, John.
Thank you.
Okay, he's going to walk out of here. That door is going to slam, and he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, John. I'll bring them back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, Courtney Cox says that her ex-fiance broke up with her 1 minute into their first therapy session. She played Monica Geller on what iconic television series?
Friends.
Number two, Emma Stone wants to change her name to her real name, Emily Stone. She had to change it to Emma because when she started her acting career, there was already an actress named Emily Stone. She rocked black and white hair to play the villain in what 2021 Disney movie?
Cruella de Vil.
Number three, okay. Tom Brady will be the center of the first ever live roast on Netflix this weekend. What comedian is often referred to as the Roastmaster General?
John Rickles.
Number four, Eminem marked an incredible milestone by hitting 16 years of sobriety. He was frequently seen in the crowd cheering on his favorite NFL team this past year. What team is that?
The Detroit Lions.
And number five, Stagecoach wrapped up last night. That's the Big Country Music Festival. Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, they were all there. Last night, the headliner was the artist that's been in the news for being arrested for throwing a chair off a rooftop bar in Nashville. Who's that?
Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen.
What's his name?
Morgan Wallen.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
I'm going to give John 4 out of 5.
You're going to give him 4 out of 5. All right, let's see how I do.
I'm not going to be too picky on those two.
Okay.
Number one, Courtney Cox says that her ex-fiance broke up with her 1 minute into their first therapy session. She played Monica Geller on what iconic television series?
Friends.
Friends is correct. Number two, Emma Stone wants to change her name to her real name, Emily Stone.
Mm-hmm.
She had to change it to Emma when she started her acting career because there was already an actress named Emily Stone. She rocked black and white hair to play the villain in what 2021 Disney movie?
Cruella.
Cruella is correct.
Amazing.
Number three, Tom Brady will be the center of the first ever live roast on Netflix this weekend. What comedian is often referred to as the Roastmaster General?
That's Jeff Ross.
Jeffrey Ross is correct. Number four, Eminem marked an incredible milestone by hitting 16 years of sobriety. He was frequently seen in the crowd cheering on his favorite NFL team this past year. What team is that?
He's a Lions fan, of course.
Yes, and number five, you guys are tied at 4. Number five, Stagecoach wrapped up last night. That's the Big Country Music Festival. Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, Jelly Roll, even Post Malone was there doing all country covers. Last night, the headliner, though, was the artist that's been in the news for being arrested for throwing a chair off a rooftop bar in Nashville. Who's that?
It's Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, yep. All right, John, he beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you send 4 t-shirts to me?
I don't think so. No. Marketing gets very mad.
No, I can tell you right now that's a no.
But we can send you one, and you can cut up the letters however you want.
Right, right. And enjoy that shirt, bro. $2,100 tomorrow.
One of you gets can't. One of you gets beat. One of you gets Raven, and the other one just gets, like, the neck area. That's all.
Come see me somewhere. I'll hook you up with a shirt.